The sound under the player's ear is not the same as the sound 10 rows out. Rossing's lay language paper for the Acoustical Society of America begins with the observation that no two people in a concert hall hear exactly the same concert. Instruments radiate different sounds in different directions, and percussion instruments are especially direct radiators. For a vibrating drum head, different modes radiate in different directional patterns. Rossing describes drum head modes that radiate with monopole, dipole, quadrupole, and higher order character, and notes that listeners at different positions can hear different timbres. That is particularly important for timpani because the pitch-bearing modes are not all radiating the same way. A drum that seems bright to the player may warm up in the hall. A drum that feels generous under the sticks may blur at distance. Reflections from walls, ceiling, floor, shell, risers, and nearby instruments mix the direct and reflected sound. Outdoors with fewer supporting reflections, the same drum may feel drier and more percussive. The stage itself is part of the system. Heavy frames, caster locks, hollow risers, wooden platforms, and placement near reflective surfaces can all change what the player feels and what the audience hears. Some design traditions even discuss the frame or base as part of a connection to the stage, but such claims should be tested carefully in each room rather than accepted as universal law.